There will be no visual cue this week. So you got to make sure that your headphones are working. Otherwise, the show really just can't begin without you. You know what? You just start talking and I'll deal with that. Here, you take my headphones. You're okay now?
Yeah. What we need is a brand new studio.
Now, you know, the fact that your headphones aren't working and you're audibly chewing gum.
I know this is
the mark of a true professional.
This microphone makes me sound like I'm chewing gum. We need to get it fixed. All right, the gum's out. I feel like I'm in fourth grade. Hey, welcome back.
Thanks.
You were away having a baby.
Yep. I'm a daddy twice, and you know what that means?
It means you've made love at least twice. So you can lord that over everyone else here at the station. You've done it twice.
It means also that you can take off that adult diaper that you've been wearing. I don't need you to pretend you're my baby anymore.
Oh, thank God. I'm exhausted. My knees were getting all scratched up. No, congratulations. Hey, have you been on the air since the big birth?
No.
So on behalf of all our listeners, well done, little girl.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
I delivered her.
You were there, you mean?
No, the doctor actually had me in there, in the trenches.
So you got a great view of your wife naked.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Good plan, my friend. Well done, buddy.
You wouldn't believe the things I saw.
And how long did you see the sights? Because our second child took, it was an extended labor. It was quite long. I was watching. I got to look for about an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
I only got to look for about 45 minutes.
That's all right. That's not bad. That's good enough. Well done. 45 minutes. That's the important thing.
Yeah, no, but the reason why it was such a quick labor, it was definitely a good suggestion on your part, locking her in the room with you alone.
Yeah, that's
the best thing you can do to induce labor.
Yeah, that's right.
I got to thank you for that.
That's
better than any drug.
That's why I'm here. Lock her in the room. Yeah, she'll want to get out. Oh, that's great.
She was 2 weeks late, just so our listeners know. And Andy said, give me an hour locked alone in a room with your wife. I will get that baby out.
Right.
And I thought it was a joke, but then it...
I can induce labor if a woman is overdue, but the deal has to be, no matter what you hear from inside that room, you can't come in. You have to stay out.
That was fun.
Yeah, it worked out good. We should do the benediction.
Yes.
May this show succeed while the shows of my friends fail, and yet may I always be thought of as a team player.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I've been thinking, as always, I'm always thinking about ways to make us more zoo-like. More, it's funny you don't look zoo-ish, as our friends would say, but we want to achieve zoality. And I had an idea. You know what those zoo stations do, Ken?
What?
They promote themselves in unique, creative ways. When I was a kid in Philadelphia, there was a station, WKDL or something, and they came out with this great promotion, which I think we could use. They told their listeners they asked their listeners to answer the phone. Not by saying hello, as they normally would, but by saying, hello, I listen to WDLK, home of the hits. And
they had to just answer the phone like that
all day, all night. You were asked to answer the phone by saying, I listen to WDLK, home of the hits. And WDLK DJs would call people at random. They would call numbers in the Philadelphia area at random. And if you answered the phone by saying their phrase, their little slogan, you would win valuable prizes. So all of my friends...
I bet it must have been something really good to make an ass of yourself all day long by answering the phone like that. They must have been giving away cars or something.
I believe it was $3 or $4. Anyway, all of my friends... And it was an
I don't think it was three or four. Who would do that for $3 or $4?
Well, this is like 1971, 1972. Money, you know, $3 or $4 meant something, I think.
Okay.
You could get a hoagie and a comic. You can get a hoagie and a Slurpee and a comic at the 7-Eleven. So it was an amazing promotion because everyone I knew was answering the phone not by saying hello, but by saying this dumb slogan. So innocent bystanders were bombarded with this slogan. Every phone call is all you could hear was this slogan, and it was brilliant, and I'd like to try it. What we should do is...
Well, we're going to have to give away more than $3 or $4. If that worked in Philadelphia 30 years ago, that's fine. Times have changed. You're not going to get anybody to do it for $3 or $4.
Okay, but no matter what figure we come up with, it's out of my pocket. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so I will go as high as... I'll say $4. I'll say $5.
$5. $5, okay.
$5. $5. I will send the check for $5.
And what is the phrase that
pays? It's our FMU slogan.
Oh, and what
I have to tell
be?
You, I guess you really have been gone. While you were gone having a baby, we created a new slogan that we've been using.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear it. It's FMU, where the music's so hot, you might get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing. That's the slogan. All right, not as catchy. I know it's not as catchy as the Pepsi generation or Coke is it.
Okay, so you're telling me that we want all of our listeners
to answer the phone for the next hour. If you answer the phone, and we're just going to call people at random. If the phone rings in the next hour, I sincerely suggest answering the phone and not say hello. Hello's not going to get you anything. But say, hello, I listen to WFMU where the music's so hot you might get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing.
Would you care to add some examples of protective clothing to the slogan?
No, that would make the slogan awkward.
It's already pretty awkward.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. Well,
that's what makes horse races. I think it's melodious. I think it's a Japanese song.
You see what haiku. Happens when I disappear for 2 days?
You only miss 2 days?
Yeah.
Huh. And everyone said childbirth is difficult. But here you are. You're back in just 3 days. What are they talking about?
So, I really don't think that anybody's going to do this for $5. I got to tell you, I think that the concept has a little bit of a flaw.
Well, our number is 91.1. So how about I jack it up to $9.11? That's what the zoo-ish stations do. They give away the figure, the dollar amount that is their number.
Well, I think that if we were really a zoo station, we would give away $9,110. That's probably what we would do. Then people might have an incentive.
Okay, $9.11. So we've agreed on that. Finally, we've agreed.
Will you throw in a bumper sticker?
Yes, and a bumper sticker. So let's just call the number at random. Let's just see how it works. Remember, folks, if the phone rings, it could be Andy and Ken with their big cash prize, their big cash bonanza. So you don't want to say hello. If the phone rings, you want to say the phrase that pays. Hello, I listen to WFMU where the music's so hot you might get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing.
And what if they do add examples of protective clothing?
Oh, that's pretty cool. That would be good. Then we'd laugh.
They're not going to lose.
No, they won't lose. We would have to laugh in appreciation the way those zoo guys laugh.
Right.
They're crazy, those guys. They'll do anything.
So if they said, where the music's so hot, you might get scalded unless you wear protective clothing, like a Mylar suit.
Or best of gloves. And we laugh and laugh, and then we'll have a good laugh about how much they love our station.
Okay.
It's going to be good. Will you trust me for once in your life? Just trust me. This is the kind of thing that the station needs.
All right. You give me a random phone number. Just go ahead. Give me a random phone number and I'll dial it.
Okay. Ready to dial?
No, wait a second.
Okay. Dial this. 911.
That's information.
No, that's police emergency. Hang up.
What?
I tricked. No, that's a police emergency.
Oh, I thought it was 411.
No, 911 is police emergency.
Oh, man, you tricked me.
Yeah, I did. It's a little joke my son taught me.
Oh,
wait,
geez.
You didn't know 911 was police emergency?
I thought it was the frequency of our radio station.
Oh, that's right. It's the same frequency.
Did they rip us off?
I think they might have. I don't know. No, that's a coincidence. I'm amazed you could live in this neighborhood and not know 911. I'm amazed it's not tattooed on everyone that works here.
Well, we have a helicopter on the roof of the house.
You mean so for an things escape?
Things get really heavy.
Like Saigon?
We're out of here.
Just holding on to the thing?
Yeah.
It is a dangerous neighborhood. You know what I saw as I pulled in here today?
Half a cop?
Half a cop. This is what I wish we had a live audience. They'd be in hysterics if they hadn't heard it and if they were retarded. Wait, now you can't call us and say people are calling us? We don't want that.
No, we don't want that.
No. The idea that we're going to call out.
Okay, go ahead. Give me another random phone number.
Okay.
Your last one.
Give me a prefix from this area.
From this area here? 678.
678. 84. 3. 4. No, 8. 8. Oh, I hope
you've got to tell them they're on the air as soon as you can.
Well, okay. Oh, I hope they've been listening. Wouldn't that be great? Don't say hello. Say hello. It's WFMU. With the music so hot, you could get scolded if you don't wear protective clothing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Andy and Ken from WFMU. You're
tell
on
her,
the air.
Tell her she's on the air.
And we were having a contest, and we were hoping you wouldn't say hello when you answered the phone. You might have won a big cash prize if you had said our phrase that pays. So next time, you might want to consider, instead of saying hello, say that magic phrase. Do you know what it is? The magic phrase? The magic phrase is, hello, I listen to WFMU, where the music is so hot, you might get scolded if you don't wear protective clothing. No, don't hang up. Don't listen to your nanny. Listen to Uncle Andy. You might get scolded if you don't wear protective clothing. Okay, so next time you'll say that, right? And you could win $9.
Bye.
Okay? Okay. Will you say that? Okay, then.
Wow, this is just working out great, Andy. So much for your random phone number.
See, this is what happens when people listen to their nannies instead of strangers on the phone.
Why don't you
what is our society listening?
Why don't you get a professional? Here's my suggestion to you. Let's get a professional to suggest a random phone number. Let's call up information.
Oh, yeah, maybe. That's right. That was a kid. We'll just ask information for the name of an adult.
Right.
Okay, 411.
You got to tell them they're on the air, though.
Welcome
you have
to Atlantic.
Okay.
Wow.
What city, please?
You know, I'm not even sure what city.
Okay.
I'm calling from WFMU, the radio station.
Yes, sir.
And you're on the air, and we're doing a promotion here.
Yeah.
And we're looking to call people at random. We just want to make sure that we dial a legitimate phone number. So I guess you could say we're looking for any phone number.
Any phone number in the state of New Jersey?
In the state of New Jersey.
We just tried to come up with random phone numbers, and none of them actually worked.
Okay. Some of them were disconnected.
Any number.
Any number. Just pick a number.
Do you want to say, like, Hackensack or Jersey City?
Great.
Hackensack, sure.
Okay, want
no,
resident?
No, no. We don't have that many listeners in Hackensack. Jersey City's better.
Okay, Jersey City. Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder who she'll pick.
A random.
Well, I have to put a name in. I just can't. I have to.
Hey, let's try. Let's see if there's a name random. R-A-N.
Okay. How's it? Well, doing R-A-N-D, we have Rand. We have Randall.
Is there a Rand? Is there an O-M? R-A-N-D-O-M?
No. There's Randolph. Randall.
Okay, we'll try. Well, let's try Rand.
Rand.
Sure.
First name, Alon, A-L-O-N.
What a loser he must be.
On 10 Huron Avenue.
Oh, wait, you don't want to give it out to. Okay, go ahead. What's the number?
Okay, 201-420-1217.
1217.
Yes,
we're going to see when we call him up. We're going to see if he says the phrase that pays, the magic phrase.
Oh, good.
Instead of saying hello, we hope he says our special phrase. Hello, I listen to WFMU where the music's so hot you might get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing. That's our phrase.
All right.
So we'll see if he says it.
Wait. Before you hang up, I just got to ask you because you're a telecommunications professional.
Yes, sir.
Don't you think this is a really stupid idea?
Yeah.
You only know half of it. The other half of it.
You win a prize.
Of course, you win a cash prize.
This is the other half.
You
want to know what the cash prize is?
You win $9.11.
$9.11.
Okay. Oh, what are you made of money? Ken has a money tree.
$9. I gotta go, guys.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I think we just got her fired. Okay. Let's try Alon Rand.
Okay.
Okay.
You got to tell people they're on the air right away.
You're on the air right away. Hello, you're on the air right away. Okay.
Oh man, some random phone number.
Oh, of course. Wait, maybe because someone heard. maybe because someone heard his number being given away. Was that number broadcast?
Yeah.
Well, that was stupid.
That was stupid.
It's what we call stupid.
Yeah, that was very stupid.
He might be being primed now by some listener.
This whole idea is stupid.
You'll see when this works. All we need is someone to answer the phone. Remember, kids, Don't say hello when you answer that phone. It could be Uncle Andy and Uncle Ken with valuable cash prizes. Say our phrase that pays. Hello, I listen to WFMU where the music's so hot you could get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing. That's our phrase.
That's such a terrible slogan.
Why do you think they say
that? It's too many words. It's just too long for one thing.
Well, I'm not a big VP at some ad agency.
You should have consulted with Christy. He's really good at making up slogans and things.
I would think you'd think the more words the better, because then you'd have more no, time.
No, and also the whole idea when
don't
the,
you know that didn't you ever hear music referred to as hot, like music that's really
yes,
that you dance to that
right.
You can't get out of your head? That's called hot.
Mm-hmm.
But hot can also mean I'm a surprise, frankly. I have to explain this. Hot can also mean something that is a very high temperature that you could burn you.
I understand.
So you understand it's like a pun.
Yes, I understand the pun.
So then you say, oh, unless you wear protective clothing, because then you don't want kids thinking that we're not thinking
of
their safety.
Let me explain. Okay, fine. Let me explain another reason why this is such a seriously flawed concept.
Yeah.
When you grew up, you were listening to a station in Philadelphia that did this kind of thing.
Yeah.
They did it for weeks, months at a time.
Yeah.
So that in theory, people throughout the entire listening area would be answering their phone this way.
Yes. And so when people did answer the phone, which they occasionally did on the air, mm-hmm. it was nothing that stopped traffic. It was no great surprise. If we score here, my friend, you will plot. You will plot if we call John Rand and we score.
Oh, we can't call that person now because they're obviously getting tipped off. But the thing
because
is,
you let them broadcast the number.
There was no other way. You decided you wanted to call up.
All right, let's try this guy again.
No, he knows.
How do you know he knows?
Because the number was busy. We broadcast his phone number. Somebody obviously called him up.
So now he's being deluged. He's being deluged with them. Well, we have to see.
This isn't how it worked in Philadelphia.
I just want to hear one guy say it.
This isn't
how
it worked.
I just want to hear a guy say
it. Let's make up another random phone number. We'll do another Jersey City.
Okay, well, how about we do a couple numbers off of, a couple digits off of John Rand.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm not going to tell you.
I don't even know what number that was.
Okay.
Okay, it's a random number in Jersey City.
Okay. Aren't you dying to know what Elon Rand?
Oh, listen to that noise.
Thanks. Jersey, remember, kids, don't say hello. Say hello. I listen to WFMU where the music's so high you might get scolded if you don't wear protective clothing. It's our phrase that pays. Okay, you always give people 40 rings to make sure they're not home. They might be in the shower.
Nothing.
Give it 40 rings.
It's been picked up by some kind of machine now.
She could be very elderly. She could be a borderline retarded, doesn't quite know what a phone ringing means. It could be a new phone.
I think it's just a non-working number, or it's just been picked up by some kind of device.
The phone could be under her aunt's body. Maybe her aunt died.
Andy, trust me. It's been picked up by some kind of device.
Come on, let's call Elon Rand. You got to call.
And then what do we do? Then what do we do for the last 40 minutes?
Well, he won't be eligible to win. He's been tipped off because of the error that was
okay.
made. But I just want to hear someone say it.
All right.
Okay.
Very well.
Whoops. I'm sure he gets called all the time. People that are looking up for random numbers, they don't see the word random in the phone book, and they call this guy.
Oh. He's still getting tipped off.
You think he is?
Yeah.
He must hate us. You more than me.
So anyway, let me explain again why it's such a seriously flawed concept. See, the Philadelphia station would do this for weeks on end.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And they gave away a good prize. They gave away probably a car, refrigerator.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Something really big.
Yeah. I think it was clog dancing lessons.
I think it was probably something much, much more desirable than that. Even.
Okay.
I know it's hard for you to imagine anything being more desirable than clog dancing lessons.
Yeah.
Because you work the folk circuit.
Yeah.
For so
those
many
are amazing
years.
Things to see. Yeah.
But you're only offering $9.11.
Yeah. $9.11.
And FMU bumper sticker.
That's a movie and a bumper sticker. We're offering you a free movie. And all you have to
Is it really a movie?
Yeah. It's a movie. What you paid
it's
more
not
than
$9. It's not a movie and refreshments. You'd have to bring your own refreshments.
Oh, I guess the movie theaters do because they don't have the drinking fountains or the faucets in the bathroom. You bring a little paper cup from home and you fill up in the bathroom.
So, folks, if you go to the movies and there's somebody drinking from the faucet in the men's bathroom,
it's me.
That's Andy.
Saving $2.50. Remember, kids, don't say hello. Say hello. I listen to WFMU where the music's so hot you might get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing.
Another random number in Jersey City.
That's
okay?
Our phrase that pays.
This is another random number.
This is going to happen. This is going to happen. Wait, why did you say in Jersey City? We want people all over the tri-state area to be saying this. You've let everyone else off the hook.
You're right. You're right.
I know.
I'm not with the program.
I know.
Okay, let's... Okay.
You know what it is? I think seeing a naked woman for 45 minutes straight has just kind of just numbed you. You're just not as sharp as you used to be.
Okay, here's a random number.
We're not saying what town.
Not. I'm going to specifically say that it's not Jersey City.
Well, now you have all the people in Jersey City free to not to say our phrase.
Okay, well, this will be our little transitional.
It answers the question why you never got a job with WDLK in Philadelphia. Okay. Will they say hello, or will they say, hello, I listen to WFMU with the music so hot you might get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing? Let's find out. What will it be? Will it be hello?
We can't even get actual numbers. The numbers we're dialing aren't even people's numbers.
Let's try Alon Rand again. How long can that guy talk?
Why do you want to be a morning zoo?
Could they have so much fun? Those DJs, they're like a team. They really seem to support each other. That's really the reason. They're like the Apollo 13 crew. They're just there for each other.
Freezing their butts off. I saw Apollo 13.
Yeah, except for the freezing their butts off part.
Yeah. Kind of going insane.
And
feverish.
Yeah, and peeing in their pants.
Right.
Not going to the bathroom.
Right.
And that's why I want to be in the morning zoo.
How about this? May I just suggest a little change in our strategy here? Okay. What if, at the very least, we start calling people up who are known FMU listeners?
How would we have their numbers?
In our computer.
Oh, I see. People that have contributed money.
People who've given us money and we happen to have their phone number. That would make it a little more likely that this might work.
That would be kind of exciting, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. And they might not hate us as much as random people.
Right.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay. So we're going
okay.
to call
so
WFMU listeners. Remember, kids, you don't want to say hello. You want to say, hello, I listen to WFMU where the music's so hot. You might get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing.
Oh, boy, and you win $9.11.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Moneybags, Mr. Deep Pockets here, scoffs at that thing.
Okay, we're calling an FMU listener now.
Okay, will they say hello, or will they say the phrase that pays? Hey, do you have a card hooked up?
Hi, this is 533.
Oh, it's a machine. Okay.
You might, if you're going out, you might want to program your machine.
Scratch
to
that
say,
one off.
To say the phrase that pays. Yeah, scratch that one off. Do you have a card hooked up for the winner and loser?
Yeah. Oh, do I?
Why don't we hear what would happen if somebody says our phrase that pays? Let's just hear the card.
Pretty exciting, huh?
Yeah, now let's hear what will happen if they don't say the phrase that pays. If they answer the phone and say, hello. So you don't want to hear that buzzer, kid.
No.
You want to hear the fanfare. And that means you get a check in the mail from WFMU, where the music's so hot, you could get scalded.
Actually, they don't get a check from us. They get a check from you.
Yeah. And don't cash it till a week from Thursday, because I'm expecting some money.
Whoops.
Again, that phrase is not hello. You're answering the phone. Hello. I listen to WFMU, where the music's so hot, you might get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing. That's our phrase that pays.
Okay.
This will be great. Get ready with the fanfare. I have good vibes about this.
You've reached 429.
It's another machine. Hmm.
Okay. Get the list of FMU subscribers who don't have answering machines. Do you have the broken down like that?
No. Hmm. No, I don't. I'm just going to start calling faster.
Do you have it broken down by the list of FMU supporters who are home right now?
No.
Oh, that would be a good list to have.
Yeah, it would. You know what would be good?
What?
A good concept. for our radio program here.
I wonder what that would be like. Let's just pause and try to think of what that would be like. Try to imagine it. I can't conceive of it. Okay, remember, don't say hello, kids. Okay. Don't say hello. Say our phrase that pays.
Good God.
Hello, I listen to WFMU. With the music so hot, you could get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing.
They have to say the thing about protective clothing.
Hello, this is Anthony. I can't come to the phone right now.
No, okay. I was going to give him a chance to say the phrase.
That might have been an answering machine.
Really, you think?
Yeah. I have a theory about this show.
Yes. Okay.
How about, can we just call people that we know are definitely listening, like the people downstairs? Is there an intern downstairs?
Here we go again.
Okay, remember, don't say hello. We could be calling you. Instead of hello, we want to hear that phrase that pays. $9.11 is going to...
You've reached 595.
Oh, well, scratch him off the list. Hmm. You know, you had another very interesting idea one time, which is that we could get instant feedback from listeners via email.
Just so they can tell us how the show's going?
Yeah.
We don't have to wait till the show's over?
Right.
Do we have a monitor right
now? Yeah,
here?
I could set up a monitor. If you would jabber for a while, I could set up a monitor, and people could email us, and we could get feedback instantly.
Aren't you afraid to hear what people think of how the show's going?
No, I think it would teach you a good lesson. I think we would get email like, stupid concept, guys. Things like that.
Okay. If you want to do it. So you'd have the monitor set up.
Yeah, we'd set up the monitor and we'd, give out the email address.
Would you try Alon Rand one more time?
Okay.
Come on, here he is.
All right.
If we score with Alon Rand, I think you owe me a giant apology.
If we score with Alon Rand, it's only because the person was tipped off. This is really...
Oh, he's ringing. Shh, let's see what he says.
It is ringing.
Will he say hello? Or will he say our phrase that pays? There's a lot of money at stake, kids. This is so suspenseful. This is built-in drama. This is good radio. This is good radio.
You know, good radio doesn't have to point out that it's good radio.
That's true.
Hi, you have reached 4201.
That's it. They tried. Somebody tried to tip him off.
I guess so.
So we would accept.
Now wait, what would that person have said if they had reached the Alon Rand? Hi, you don't know me. That's what this person. You don't know me, but a radio, two bozos, on some radio station in East Orange, are going to be calling you. They expect you to say. Their stupid phrase that pays. But I'm going to give you something even more sarcastic and mean and cynical to say to teach them a lesson. Oh, now Uncle Ken is hooking up his our monitor so we can get instant feedback from our listeners. Usually we hear feedback from our friends after the show's over, but Ken wants to know right now what you're thinking. Ken, what is the address again on the internet?
Ken@WFMU.org.
And we'd be very interested to hear your constructive criticism.
Put it in the subject line.
Put it in the subject line, says Ken, as if we know what that means. Ken living in his own little dream world. Okay, so now we have to turn this on. Oh, this is going to be a nightmare. So this is not only a bad show. This is going to be a bad show with our listeners telling us why they don't like it. This is a bad show.
Maybe people will have...
to the third power.
Suggestions.
Okay. Let's make another phone call.
Okay.
All I need is one guy to do this. Remember, we're looking for people to answer their phone, not by saying hello... but by saying, hello, I listen to WFMU with the music so hot, you could get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing. That's our phrase that pays. We have a check waiting for you. All we need to do is hear that phrase.
Oh, boy, look at what's up on the screen there. Look at what's highlighted on the screen.
What?
Look at what's highlighted on the screen. It's somebody saying the phrase that pays. It says... It says, I listen to WFMU, and the music is so hot, I have to sit all the way over here on the other side of the room and type with gloves on because my keyboard is melting.
No, I think they're suggesting that as a different, as an alternate slogan for us. Thanks very much. So that's someone that clearly is enjoying the show and is supportive of our selection of a slogan.
So anyway, if you want to give us instant feedback, the address is ken@wfmu.org. And just, you know, put your criticism, because I'm sure that's what you're going to be sending us, in the subject line. And we'll continue on with this.
Although we want to hear, I think, if it's going to be criticism, constructive criticism, couched in a very positive way. We don't want to make this just slam Andy for a half hour.
No, oh, absolutely not.
Because I have feelings. I'm not like some robo DJ. I'm a human being. If you prick me, do I not bleed?
I don't know.
You know, I'm just like every other guy that is excited when my wife gets pregnant because I know I'll be looking at a woman naked.
Okay, here's another person.
Is this, okay. This is someone. Will they say hello or will they be a big winner? Get ready with the fanfare.
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is WFMU. It's Andy and Ken. You're on the air. And I guess you're not listening to our show, are you?
I don't get it at home.
Oh, you don't get it at home. You only hear it at work.
Right.
Because we're having a little promotional contest, and we were hoping our listeners would answer their phone not by saying hello like you just did, but by saying our new promotional slogan.
Right.
So in the future, you might want to, instead of saying hello, answer the phone with our slogan.
Actually, I wouldn't bother because it's Andy's stupidest idea yet, and the offer's only good for another half hour.
Yeah, but we might call this guy back. We might call this guy back.
He's only giving away like $9 anyway.
$9?
And 11 cents, my friend.
I don't know if that's worth it.
That's what I told him. That's exactly what I told him.
You don't think it's worth it because I'm only asking for 3 seconds of your time.
All right.
Instead of answering the phone, say this.
Uh-huh.
Hello, I listen to WFMU where the music's so hot you could get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing.
I'm trying to remember that.
Yeah, well, it's a catchy little slogan.
It's a mouthful.
What do you mean, try to remember it?
It's kind of long. I mean, hello is right there.
Yeah, but it kind of flows off the tongue. It's kind of like
it's kind of like
Coke is it?
So I answer the phone. I say hello. I listen to WFMU where the music is so hot I have to wear protective clothing.
No, you wouldn't win anything for that. I'll say it again, and I really don't have all day to spend with you. Hello, I listen to WFMU where the music's so hot. You could get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing.
Oh, okay.
Okay, try it again. So next time the phone rings, what are you going to say?
I'm going to say hello.
Go ahead.
That's it.
You know what? I'm going to call you.
For the next half hour, I'll tell you what. For the next half hour, I'm going to answer the phone and say, hello, I listen to WFMU where the music is so hot, I could get scalded if I don't wear protective clothing.
I think Andy would give you the $9.11 for that. We'll call you right back.
Just, bye-bye.
Bye.
For the record, it's you could get scalded.
Okay. All right. In that case, I'm not going to call him back.
No, we have to call him back.
Why?
I got to hear it said. Just to get that apology from you.
I think if you really want people to do this for one thing, it can't work in 1 hour. It's got to be something that lasts several months. And you've got to put up like $9,000. You've got, you know, or a few hundred dollars or something that people want, a theremin, something.
That's an insane idea. Every
hey, we've got some instant feedback.
Every aspect of that idea is certifiably insane. Being on the air for months with
giving away money.
And of that kind of figure.
Giving away money, just not enough. Not enough.
You would turn down if I offered you $9 right now. For saying one line, you would say no thanks. My time's too important. One line. It takes 4 seconds to deliver that line.
That's not how it works, though. They have to keep answering their phone, saying this to anybody
for $9. $9.11. That's real money.
It's not worth it.
It's lunch. It's lunch tomorrow. It's a free lunch tomorrow.
It's barely lunch.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Mutter. Look at what Mutter says. Mutter said, "Abandon the concept." Okay. Why beat a dead horse, Mutter elaborates. Thank you, Mutter.
Now, is that a rhetorical question?
I agree.
There are reasons often that you need to beat a dead horse.
Don Siegel says, love the show. This is the person who had his own catchphrase.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know from you the music of how you could get scolded if you don't wear protective clothing.
He said it.
He said it, but...
Jeremy said it, but that doesn't count.
We need someone to answer the phone. Let's try another phone number.
Okay, and Richard is saying, yes, this is a funny idea, but not because it's clever, because it's so weird and so out there that you're coming across as fools. This show is like listening to a car accident in slow motion. I couldn't agree more, Richard.
I can't tell if that's a positive comment or a negative. People, you have to be clear when you make these comments.
Well, this is great. I love the instant feedback by email. People can continue to send instant feedback.
I'm not as happy with it. I think it's...
To Ken at WFMU.org. Put your instant feedback in the subject line, because I think Andy needs to learn a little lesson here.
It's kind of like those instant replays in football. There's a reason they don't do it.
You know, every Wednesday afternoon, Andy and I have this long telephone conversation where I just, like, shoot down all of his ideas.
And do you remember your reaction to this idea?
I said, okay, fine.
Hey, that'll
work. I had been on the air for about 2 hours at that point.
Does this sound at all familiar? Uh-huh. Hey, that'll work.
No, that doesn't sound familiar.
Huh. Because then there's somebody doing an impression of you when I call this number. And that person said, hey, that'll work.
All right, well, shall we call another FMU listener?
Yes. Okay. Again, don't answer the phone. Hello. We want to hear you say, hello, I listen to WFMU, where the music's so hot you could get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing. It is our phrase that pays, and we have a check going to this listener. All they have to do is say our phrase that pays. Don't say hello.
Hi, this is Chris.
Oh, well.
Our listeners have lives.
A lot of answering machines out there.
Yeah, a lot of
whole lot of answering machines.
Hey, we gotta buy some stock in the Acme Answering Machine Company, because they seem to be doing great. You know what? I'd also like to take a moment here while you dial. I'd like to dedicate this show to Jackie Robinson, to his memory.
That's great.
You know, he broke the color barrier.
I heard. You have to run really fast to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
I hear that if you go that fast, you go backwards in time.
So no one can break...
Hey, yes, Mike speaking. Can I help you?
Oh, hi, this is Andy and Ken from WFMU.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing fine. You're on the air, and I'm sorry you did not win our grand prize this week. We're looking for people to answer their phone saying our phrase that pays, but you did not do that. You answered the phone saying hello.
Oh, it's a business line, that's why.
Still, you might want to consider, it'll just take a second, and you could win our valuable cash prize. Instead of saying hello, say our phrase that pays, hello, I listen to WFMU, mm-hmm. where the music is so hot. You could get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing. And that'll be the phrase. And that's all you have to do. And then you can say the name of the business after that.
Oh, really?
So let's hear it. Let's imagine we were calling. How would you answer the phone?
What's with the scalding stuff? What is that?
It's our slogan. Hello, I listen to WFMU where the music is so hot. You could get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing.
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead. And then say the name of the business.
Hold on a second.
So let's pretend I'm calling up.
Somebody's got a better voice here than me. It might be more effective. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, sure.
Boy, look at all these messages that just came in.
Yeah.
Somebody's calling us Jerky Boy Wannabes. Let's look at that one.
That's the highest praise you can get on the radio. Okay, so we're doing this. This is just practice. I'm afraid you didn't win officially, but next time the phone rings, you're going to answer the phone by saying what?
I don't know. I wasn't on the phone before.
Oh, I can't.
Hand me the phone.
Oh, gosh. Well, it's a big radio promotion. We're having a lot of fun. We're sort of like a zoo. You know those zoo shows?
But not quite
that much fun. But very close.
All right.
So the next time the phone rings, you say, hello, I listen to WFMU, where the music is so hot you could get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing. That's our slogan.
That's a great slogan.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, that's
you know what? I don't like to toot my own horn, but that's my baby.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, so let's hear what would you say? Okay, da-ling, 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 da-ling. That's the phone ringing. Go ahead.
Oh, man, you lost me.
Hello, you say.
What does that tell you about your slogan, Andy?
FMU, it's hot, I'm burning.
You need an asbestos suit, right?
Right. I need those fire-retarding gloves.
Absolutely.
I need fire-retarding gloves.
Well, that's not even close. This is pathetic. Okay, thanks very much for trying. Do you want to hear some of our feedback?
Yeah. Here's the Jerky Boys wannabes. Let's see, what do they say here?
It can't be good.
Is your refrigerator running? Well, you better catch it before it gets away. So what do you think? Can I have my own call-in show? Jack, an upstate New York hillbilly listener. You see that? He heard your little hillbilly comment.
I didn't know they had computers. I have a lot to apologize to Jack for.
Yeah, you do. You certainly do. Thank you, Jack.
When I was doing the show with Christy last week, I did call them hillbillies, and Christy laughed, so he's half responsible.
And Evan says, where the music's so hot, I can cook my dinner over my radio.
Hey, that's a good one.
And Zoom just says, hello.
Yeah, hello, Zoom.
And Ann says, not funny, start over or get Arnon.
Ken wishes. Ken wishes he had Arnon in a glass case.
Oh, I wish.
Break in case of emergency.
And Lou is giving us his phone number, but no, that's not how it works.
Yes, we have to. Yeah, he wants us to call him.
Okay. Oh, and there's somebody who actually likes the show. That doesn't count. They're out of their minds.
Because they know that on this station, the music is so hot, they could get scalded if they don't wear protective clothing.
It's Martin. Martin likes this show.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Whose side are you on? This is just heartbreaking.
Photo Bill says, rob a Dunkin' Donuts, keep up the good work. That's good feedback.
Yeah. You can always fall back on Nostradamus Jr. That's another comment.
If you reply, and this is from Jim and Kathy, they're saying, if you reply immediately with the phrase that pays, you'll win an asbestos suit. And Gilmore says, hello, I listen to WFMU, and I feel like I'm getting scolded.
No, he got it wrong. He didn't listen carefully. It's scalded.
Because all right, let's call somebody else up with your idiotic promotion.
Clearly, these people don't understand. See, hot can mean two different things. Like, when music is hot, you want to dance to it. It's fantastically catchy music. But it can also mean, ooh, something's hot. Don't touch it. You might get burned. So it's a play on words. That's why it's a good phrase.
Okay.
So we're hoping someone will say, instead of hello, they'll say the phrase that pays.
I'm now calling people who pledged to this program.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Soon we're going to be calling my mom. We should call
my
mom.
These are people who made pledges to this very program just a couple of weeks ago during our 97 marathon.
We know they're listening.
In theory.
Reach Ken's Antiques. I can't get to the phone right now.
Ken's Antiques called and pledged money. Okay. Once again, it's...
God, I lost...
You're catching us in the middle of our big promotion, just like the real big boys do on the zoos. Those grown-up shows. We are looking for listeners who will answer the phone not by saying hello, but by saying our catchphrase. Hello, I listen to WFMU where the music's so hot, you might get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing.
You know what might help?
Yeah.
If you were giving away more money.
Yeah.
And also if we were on a bigger radio station.
Yeah.
And also, if we had the whole radio station behind us doing this with us for several months,
so the whole station,
then it might be possible.
So the whole station acting as a team.
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Andy and Ken calling from WFMU, your favorite station. Yeah, and you're on the air, and we were hoping you would not answer the phone hello. You're not listening to our show right now, are you?
No.
Because you know why? We're telling our listeners that they could win valuable cash prizes if they answered the phone with our catchphrase of the day. But you didn't do that. You answered the phone just by saying hello.
Yeah.
Next time you hear the phone ring, you might want to use our phrase that pays, and you could win a valuable cash prize.
Okay.
Would you like to know what the phrase is?
If you want to tell me. I'm ready to walk out the door, though, so I can't do it right now.
Oh, it's a very catchy phrase. It'll just take a second to learn. You say, instead of hello, you say, hello, I listen to WFMU where the music is so hot, you could get scalded. If you don't wear protective clothing.
Okay.
Isn't that a terrible slogan? Just tell Andy it's a terrible slogan.
Apparently Ken still doesn't get it. It's a pun on the word hot.
I get it.
That's why it's so funny.
I get the joke.
So you want to try that? Hello, you listen to I listen to WFMU. Go ahead, you want to say it?
Hello, I listen to WFMU.
Where the music is so hot.
Where the music is so hot.
You could get scalded.
Could get scalded.
If you don't wear protective clothing.
If you don't wear protective clothing.
That's and you could win $9 at 11 cents if you just answer the phone that way every time.
Well,
so instead of just saying hello, just say that.
Maybe next time.
Okay, we'll try you again soon.
Okay.
Look, can I ask you one thing, ma'am? Oh, she's gone. You know what I was going to ask her, Andy?
I'm afraid to
ask. I was going to ask her is, would it make a difference to you if you knew that answering the phone like that every day for weeks and weeks and weeks, would it make any difference to you if you knew you were going to win something good, as opposed to $9.11.
How can you put down $9? If I put $9.11 on this counter right now, I know you'd be grabbing it.
It's not worth it.
Why? It takes. How long does it take? Time me. Hello, I listen to WFMU with the music so high you could get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing.
I would not.
That's 4 seconds of your life.
It's not worth $9 for me to answer the phone like that.
Also, it's also a good conversation starter. People will say, hey, I listen to WFMU, too. Or, hey, tell me more about that station with the hot music.
Hey, there's a whole bunch more instant feedback here.
Oh, this is going to be
great. And here's one that says, is Andy borderline retarded? It's Mutter again. It says, is Andy borderline retarded? You can tell me. And here's Randy saying, this installment
question.
Of 7 second delay is so bad that I'm actually getting stomach cramps. Love, Randy.
Hmm. Okay, I would put that in the negative column.
Okay. And there's more.
What we're trying to do is create a little groundswell. We're trying to get everyone in the tri-state area to answer their phones by promoting WFMU. Don't you understand the concept? Why are you putting it down? If this catches on, every phone call in the tri-state area will be a little mini plug for your station. It's not even my station. I'm not even getting paid. I'm trying to help you.
Here's listener Kathleen saying, this is the stupidest idea that Andy's come up with yet. And though I missed hearing your rationale for the email feedback thing, I have to say that email doesn't make for exciting radio. The technology just isn't very audio friendly. But hey, the dumber the better. Your show holds the fascination of a car accident in progress.
That's the second car accident metaphor. you could kind of graph it on a little graph.
Okay, let's continue. You see how, you know, even though I'm insulting your idea, Andy, I am trying to help you.
By the way, people that
by calling people, now we're down to calling people who pledged to this show.
Call blood relatives of mine that have pledged to the show. We are looking for people to answer the phone instead of saying hello. Don't do that. Say the phrase that pays. The check could be yours. Hello, I listen to WFMU where the music is so hot. You might get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing.
Hello, I listen to WFMU where the music is so hot. You have to wear protective clothing.
Close. That was actually
very... Oh, my God. I thought it was a friend of mine.
That was actually very close.
That's so weird. That is so...
Steven, you almost won.
Wow.
If you knew the phrase that pays better, you would have won.
I probably do know.
Kids, this is a lesson.
Wow.
This is a lesson for all of you. Write down the phrase that pays.
Right.
Very, very
well,
nice.
Well, Steven, you've made a believer out of me.
Yeah, well.
And Steven, this is probably the saddest thing I've ever heard.
I know. All $9 of it could have been.
Oh, you came so close. Once again, when that phone rings, don't say hello. Say exactly this. Hello, I listen to WFMU where the music's so hot. You could get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing.
Right. Okay. I got it.
Okay, now you have it. A little too late, my friend.
I know.
It's like walking out of the SATs going, ooh, it should have been D instead of C. Okay.
Thanks, Steven.
Thanks, Steven.
Bye.
Wow, that was amazing.
That was really surreal to hear someone say it.
Now, I think if you offered more money, several hundred dollars, motorcycle, perhaps.
Clog dancing lessons.
No.
10 clog dancing lessons.
No. Something good. Something good.
20
Andy,
clog dancing lessons. Have you ever seen clog dancing?
Yes, I've seen clog dancing.
Okay.
Here we go.
You know, they don't even have to be mic'd, those clog dancers. They're so loud. It's the wooden shoes on the wooden floor.
If they were playing a big arena, you'd have to mic them.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes,
the acoustics are amazing. No.
Did I win anything?
No.
No, you might
you
have.
You didn't say the phrase, the pays.
I can't believe you guys are on the phone here.
Well, that's us. You're on the air, and how did you listen to the show and still blow $9? You must be very rich. Congratulations on your trust fund.
My trust fund?
I guess $9 means nothing to you.
Well, William, let me ask you a question now. If Andy had been offering something desirable, like a couple of $100, would you have answered with the phrase that pays?
What is the phrase that pays?
Okay, kids, write it down. The phrase that pays is simply this, and it's so catchy, I'm surprised you don't remember. Hi, I listen to WFMU, where the music's so hot, you could get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing.
I love that, but it's kind of long to be catchy.
Exactly.
And also,
the cash prize is $9.11.
That's
it's a pun. Don't you see? Hot. You know how music is sometimes called hot?
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, I can't stop dancing.
Oh,
it's so hot.
Man.
See, so that's what it is.
Oh, well.
Oh, you know what? It would have paid for my pizza tonight.
Oh, exactly! This is a guy that knows the value of $9.
Hey, I'm down with that.
Down with that means I understand it.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's fly.
It's bad, you know what I'm saying?
It's bad. Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay, remember, kids, don't answer the phone saying hello. Answer the phone saying hello. I listen to WFMU where the music's so hot, you might get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing. That's our phrase that pays. We have cash money waiting for the first listener to answer the phone. Isn't it funny to think that somewhere out there, a stranger is calling someone and they're actually saying it? Don't you think, Ken?
It is. That's hilarious, Sandy.
Shh. Shh.
Hello.
It's a machine.
Shh.
I'm not home.
I'm not
no.
Sure.
Yeah,
you sure? Maybe it's a very boring person.
Okay. I feel like we're onto something now, though. Calling.
But somewhere, I'm telling you, this is working. Out there, independent of us, there are losers saying to other losers how hot our radio station
that's
is.
Really, that's really going to make people want to do this.
What?
Because you've identified them as a loser. Be a loser. Say my...
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Andy Ken calling from WFMU, your favorite radio station. I guess you're not listening to the radio right now, are you?
I guess they are not listening to us right now.
Why not?
Because they hung up on us.
Hmm, that would be the clue, huh?
Yeah.
You think you know everything about radio. So when people hang up on you, they can no longer listen to you and
respond.
Let's
see, here's email from Pamela. She actually thinks this is one of the funniest shows of the day. Oh, but look, see, she like works in, she does website design.
Oh, because she's sitting by the computer.
And I think, isn't that what those Heaven's Gate people did?
Yeah.
We already read Andrew. Jeremy just wants us to call him. That's no good. Let's see. Martin's
You're
wearing...
just looking for the negative comments.
You guys look at the girl who she's wearing right clothing. I don't know what he's talking about. That's Martin.
Yeah.
I listen to WFMU where Andy's ideas are so boring, you may fall asleep. That's from his house.
Now, is that a positive thing?
No, that's a negative comment.
Oh, I see. So sleep now is a negative thing. Sleep is the best medicine, my friend.
Randy says, was this the show that pipe was piped into the Heaven's Gate compound? Was it, Andy?
You mean that caused them to kill themselves?
Yeah.
Okay, put that in the negative column.
All right, well, let's call more people.
Okay,
because
remember...
We have a whopping 7 minutes left.
Remember, the phrase that pays... Hello, I listen to WFMU where the music's so hot you might get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing. Don't say hello, say the phrase that pays, and all this money is yours.
All this money.
I'm opening my wallet. I'm flipping through
nine
it.
$9.
$9. It's a pizza.
Yahoo.
Shh.
Hello. I listen to WFMU radio where the music's so hot, you might get scalded if you don't wear stuff.
Oh, you were so close.
So close.
But not close enough.
Oh.
What do you think you might need to wear if the music's really hot? You could have filled that in. What do you think? Something's... No. Protective
and
clothing.
An asbestos zoot suit.
Yeah.
A Mylar zoot suit.
Okay, next time the phone rings, what are you going to be saying?
I don't know.
Did you know it was us when we called?
I was hoping.
When was the last time you were out of your house? I'm going to guess. 3 weeks ago Tuesday.
Longer than that.
Well, God bless all our listeners.
Well, if we can send you some food, let us know.
Okay.
Thanks.
Exactly.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Don't be like those losers. Get it right. It's so catchy. What is your problem? Hello, I listen to WFMU where the music's so hot, you might get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing. It just flows off the tongue.
Here we go. Here's another one.
Okay.
Somebody who pledged to this show. That's why we're getting close. That's the only reason.
It's getting so exciting.
Because you're offering no money.
All right. Open your wallet. Let me take $9 out. You won't even blink. It means nothing to you.
I'm just saying it's not worth it for me to answer my phone that way. $9. No.
Shh. Wait, let's see.
Oh. Little Rascals music on this answering machine.
I'm not here to take your call right now, so please leave a message and don't drink the milk. It's spoiled.
Hang up. Hang up. Just hang up. Is there any way we can return that guy's money? I know we pledged money. We got to get that money back to him. I feel like the DNC now. This is dirty money.
Why?
Some of these pledges I just don't want.
Oh, dear. Okay.
We are looking for listeners who will win valuable prizes. We are looking for listeners to answer the phone with our phrase that pays.
We're getting very close here.
Just don't just say hello, kids.
Hello?
Oh, hi, this is Andy and Ken from WFMU, your favorite radio station. You're not listening to the radio right now, are you?
My husband might be. Hang on.
It's no good anymore.
Is he?
No good anymore.
No, we were looking for someone to answer their phone. Instead of saying hello, saying our phrase that pays. We have a new promotional slogan.
WFMU, the phrase that pays.
No. We have a slogan that you should have said instead of hello. Next time the phone rings, instead of saying hello, just say this.
Wait. Go ahead. Hello?
So
he's saying it. Here you go.
I can't remember. WFMU is so hot that... I need protective clothing or something like that.
No! Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? As you were starting that sentence, I was counting out the money, but now I can't pay you. You didn't finish it. WFMU, with the music so hot, you might get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing.
That's what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
I do have a WFMU t-shirt on if that's...
We only have 5 minutes. We gotta do this.
Oh, so does my kid.
We have to move on.
Okay. Thanks very much.
We're getting lots of email about Arnon. People are saying, bring back Arnon.
Well, see, the reason we're not bringing back Arnon is very simple. He's very amusing and talented, and I feel threatened by him. So it's not like we don't have a reason. Remember that phrase, the phrase that pays. I listen to WFMU where the music's so hot you might get scalded if you don't wear protective clothing.
Hello, I listen to WFMU where the music is so hot you might get scalded. If you don't wear protective clothing.
Oh, you made it! We have a winner! What is your name?
Colin.
Colin?
Oh, my God, it's Colin!
You called Colin! He's my little psycho stalker, protege slash stalker.
That's right.
That's how desperate we got. We called you. And Colin,
I did not realize I was calling your protege.
Colin, what are you going to do with the nine...
How proud I am to know that you guys... didn't want to call me.
Well, we just assumed that you would be the guy that was actually sitting by the phone praying to whatever Lord you pray to.
When all hope fails.
Now, Colin, what are you going to do with the $9.11?
Maybe get some lunch.
There you go. Ken, I guess, doesn't eat lunch.
No.
Money means nothing, apparently, to Uncle Ken. Okay, and thanks very much, Colin.
No, thank you.
Okay, do we have Colin's address?
But we can get it.
I guess I really owe him some $9.
Yeah, you owe him $9.11 and the new FMU bumper sticker. He'll be the first listener to get the new FMU bumper sticker.
Now that it's
That's not bad. You should have said that.
Now that it's the moment of truth that I have to write a check, it sort of stings. I got to do it, though. Okay, thanks, Colin.
Yeah, you guys at the zoo.
Thanks, Colin.
The highest praise two radio guys can ever receive.
Oh, yeah, I've always wanted to be called a zoo.
Hey, and we have a minute left, so that's just about enough time for you to apologize to me. I think this premise worked just fabulously. What do you have to say?
I'm not going to apologize, I'll tell you that.
All you did, first you approved the premise, yeah, that'll work.
I did
then
not.
Then you went on the air, trashed me for 45 minutes.
Because that's what people like. That's what the public wants. They want me to trash
read,
you.
Read me one more email.
Okay, let's get more email here. Andy needs his own show. To vent his creativity, how about we pledge money to have Ken and Andy beat each other, or better yet, beat Stork?
Okay. Bring back Arnon, it is.
Gilmore saying, hello, I listen to WFMU, it gets me so wet if I don't wear scuba gear.
Okay, that's a good variation.
Danny saying, how is it that a person loses if they say hello, but to win the phrase that pays also begins with hello? I think Andy should add $91.10 for every failed call to the phrase that pays.
In a way, you're telling me you love me. In your own twisted way, and I thank you all.
And Doug is saying, Ken, only 7 more bad shows and you'll be free. That is how it works.
Thanks very much. This has been WFMU in East Orange, New Jersey, and exactly right. We'll see you next week.
And WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. That was the Phrase That Pays episode of 7 Second Delay from April 1997. Will Andy be back next week? Tune in and find out. Coming up next on WFMU, it's In Real Life with Emily and Kimzilla.
Meet the Dreamers, They're cute, sweet, funny. And this holiday season, they're about to be kicked the f*** out.
The program known as DACA that was effectuated under the Obama administration is being rescinded.
We didn't even get our one phone call.
You must always stay hidden or they will find you and they'll take you away from me.
You cannot become a citizen of the United States.
You stole my mom.
We're taking these people.
As Attorney General, it is my duty to ensure that the laws of the United States are enforced and that the constitutional order is upheld.
Police officers!
You can do that?
My family is gone.
They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists.
Return home and apply for re-entry like everybody else.
This is child endangerment, which is a crime, by the way.
Freeze!
Nearly 180,000 illegal immigrants are tonight roaming free to threaten peaceful citizens.
Wait a minute. You're a villain. And you'll always be a villain. You'll never change.
Good evening, lifers. You are listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kim Zella.
And tonight on In Real Life, we have a very interesting episode. It's sort of a revisiting of a topic that we've addressed in the past.
Isn't that a part two?
It's sort of a part two. We have a part two. We do like our part twos around here.
And I realized that I listened to our part one recently.
Yeah.
And it was such a stamp in time. First off, we had the clicky keyboard.
Oh, yeah.
It was like maybe our like third or fourth episode. I want to say it was like way early on.
It was almost a year ago now. Maybe a little over a year ago, I think. And there's also, I was sort of patting myself on the back as I was listening to it. Because
that was some great audio.
Well, there's some great audio, but there's also, it's a marked change in editing quality. I feel like we've evolved.
Oh.
Like, yeah. It sounds like an older episode of ours. And I feel like my editing skills have gotten better.
And that episode, if you guys want to revisit it, it's from December 14th,
2016, Whose America Is This? And do you want to kind of do a little bit of a recap?
Yeah.
And then we'll actually do a little audio recap.
Yeah.
But just to remind everybody, we are also on the message board. So if you want to go to WFMU.org and then click on playlists and comments, we'll be there.
Yeah. And listeners, lifers, this isn't a mere rerun of this show. We are, in fact, going to be joined in the latter half of our show in studio by a very special guest, and we're going to have more of a conversation. So it's not just a rerun. We're going to give you a little recap, and then we're gonna talk some more, and you're gonna learn some more stuff.
And another just a little disclaimer that it's a little bit more of a real topic than some of our fun topics.
Yeah.
So just prepare, get a blanket. I said get some tea and a blanket.
And a blanket.
And, you know.
Yeah, a hand to hold, maybe.
Oh.
If you can find one. So the topic when we addressed it about a year ago, when we did this episode originally, I spoke on the phone to my friend Ambien and her partner, Joelle, who are living in Mexico. Joelle was born in Mexico and moved here when he was about 5 years old, and went to school here and grew up here. And around the shift of administration, found himself with his DACA. He was a DACA recipient and found himself with his DACA expiring, and decided that rather than stay in the country illegally, he would try to go back and live in Mexico and see what that experience
follow
was like.
Follow the rules, you mean?
Yeah, and do his best to follow the letter of the law with the hope that he could eventually come back here and live here legally and become a citizen and actually finish his education, because he was working very hard to put himself through higher education, through college at that point. I caught up with Ambien and Joelle over the phone